me, Lucas, back here with Catherine Norton.
Hello.
She's been gone for a couple episodes, but she's back again. Because this time, we have a very small, very special game. Okay? What is that game?
For this podcast, we decided to pick up a classic. A classic bad game. So we decided to give Shaq Fu a try.
And what is Shaq Fu, Kay?
Shaq Fu, it's a fighting game made... Lucas, what was the year of this game?
The game was made...
In the 90s, I bet.
1994. October 28th, 1994.
A day that gamers brew.
A game day that will live in infamy.
Indeed. So... It is a fighting game starring Shaq, as in Shaquille O'Neal, as in the basketball player.
And what does he do?
Well, it starts off with Shaq walking around Tokyo before he goes to a charity basketball game. And he winds up into a weird shop, and the old guy there tells him that he must save the boy Nezu, who has been kidnapped by a mummy, and transport Shaq into an alternate dimension to fight various... I don't know what you want to call them, critters? Well, some of them are like more creature-like than others.
So, let's back...
Various bad guys.
Let's hold back up here. All right, so Shaq is... He's in Tokyo for a charity game. All right? Okay. I don't know if basketball is really popular or not, but I'm not sure. Not for me to judge. But Shaq, he's... It's kind of weird because he goes into the shop. And he starts talking to the old man. He's like, hey, I have a charity game. You want to come? And I'm like, is Shaq going door to door to businesses telling people he has a charity game that people need? I'm pretty sure if Shaq has a charity game, people know. People that want to know and need to know. And it was kind of weird because the old guy was like, oh, no, thank you. I'm too old to fight. As if he thought Shaq.
Oh. Yes, he's like, oh, no, I'm too old to be a warrior. And he's like, oh, but there's something like
are you from the stars?
In the future, whatever.
Are you from the stars or something?
That's right. Like, are you from the stars?
And then more that chosen one mumbo jumbo that you hear.
And Chuck's like, well, I'm an all-star if that's what you mean.
The immediacy of this is just ridiculous. It's like he's just like wandering the streets telling people that he's got this game. And he walks in and he's like, either that or he's just wandering these games and he decided, oh, I'm going to go in this dojo. I'm going to talk to this guy.
Yes, it was a dojo.
And this guy's like, are you here to save Nezu? Blah, blah, blah.
Who's Nezu?
I don't know. I didn't beat the mummy to really know. But he's just this boy, and there's no, like, real explanation to him. It's kind of like you're just thrown as Shaq, into this world with no real clear goal except to save this boy that you've never met before.
Nope.
And you're taking, like, orders from this guy you just met. For all you know, he was a demon sorcerer, and he threw you into hell, you know?
I like that theory. Because it makes the game make that much more sense.
So there's like...
Maybe the mummy was the good guy all the time and you don't even know it.
Yeah, you don't even know it. So you're like, you start off on this, you have this map, okay? If you remember, like, you know...
It's like an overland map or overworld map that you would see in some classic RPGs.
Yeah, like, exactly like that. From like, you know, because it's essentially the same area as a lot of those games came out from. And you got this little tiny Shaq running around, and like where you start off is like this building, almost looks like a McDonald's landed in the desert that you started from. Yeah. And you go to these like three, one is like the woods, one's like a temple, another's like these ruins, and you choose to fight these guys. One of them is like a lizard man, but he's got like these weird golem statue guys dancing behind him, and you fight him. I couldn't beat any of these people.
Me neither. This game.
So I looked in options and found that I can change it to easy.
Uh-huh.
And
which I never realized, so I obviously didn't get very far in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's one thing they don't tell you about Shaq Fu. Basically, if someone mentions Shaq Fu, they go, oh, it's so bad. And they never tell you, well, I mean... apart from the obvious reasons. They never tell you.
What are you talking about? Shaq fighting.
Yeah, well, it's.
Is gold.
It's ridiculously hard. My main strategy became to corner someone and then kick them to death.
Oh, yeah. His punches were pretty useless. Because he had, like, a really short reach, which is kind of funny for a man who has long everything. So you're just kind of kicking all the time, and I'm just so you try to jump out of the way and just kick. Kick. But, like, unfortunately, these guys, like, block every move that you do on normal.
Yeah, it was super hard.
And I...
My normal button mashing technique didn't work very well for this.
Yeah. There's, like, no really real introduction into this game. You're just thrown right in.
Yep.
And I'm trying to remember if old school fighting games had the same thing or not. Because during my this generation, I wasn't playing any fighting games.
So I was talking to someone at a game store earlier today. And I mentioned that I was a little disappointed because Shaq Fu didn't seem as awful as it had been built up to be. Just annoying, more than anything else. Annoying and nonsensical. And he told me, well, yeah, you know, it's not so bad now, but at the time, it was awful. So, yeah, this is maybe...
Did he say
it's
why?
It's aged better?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe what happened is that they hyped it up that Shaq is in this game. And, like, it was in the 90s when, like, you know, certain basketball players were, like, kids' idols. So you had, like, Michael Jordan, like, Shaq and stuff. And, like, they released this game, and these kids are like, are you kidding me? I get to play as Shaq and do Kung Fu? And they get this game, and it was a terrible letdown. And apparently, I played the Super Nintendo version, but apparently the Genesis version had like 3 or 4 extra characters and a longer story mode.
That doesn't seem fair.
I didn't know that. All right, what were you saying? Sorry.
I think this would have just been like a bad, easily forgotten about game, if not for the fact that it starred Shaq, which sort of, you know, boosted it from bad, forgotten, slumpy game to notorious bad game.
It kind of reminds me of, what was that movie he was in? That he was a genie? Shazam?
Shaq Genie? I don't know.
No, was it Shazam? I think he played a genie.
I have no idea.
A genie named Shazam, and his like lamp was like a boombox from the 80s. I remember watching it as a kid. It was ridiculous.
Stereotyping is fun.
And he becomes like a rapper. Oh, there was... Who was... Oh, if you get defeated by the mummy guy, I guess he'll say different things. And one time he's like, it looks like my raps are better than your raps. And he, like, raps for him was W-R-A-P. And then rap for... Yeah, it was like a lot of really bad one-liners for these characters. So, like, other characters... So all these sub-villains you gotta fight and beat. There's, like, only one of them that, like... isn't evil. I guess it was like this Catwoman, and she's like, oh, thank you for breaking this bracelet on me that what was it?
The villain's what? Name. Story?
The villain's name. Oh, Set-Ra. How... mind controlled her. I guess you set her free. But the other people were just like, curse you, Shaq! I will kill you in another life!
For no adequately explored reason!
Exactly. Except for maybe the Lizard Man. He was like, hey, you fought well. Go get him, Tiger. But then, like, the Vagabond, which is... Oh, my gosh. When you come up against the Vagabond, the Shaq is just like, be careful. Don't cut yourself with those swords. Because he was, like, a sword fighter.
Oh, yes!
And then the Vagabond's like... And the Vagabond was like, I'll teach you a lesson with my swords for saying such a mean thing or something. And
yes, the dialogue, I hated that guy.
The dialogue was so funny.
And then you lose, and he's like, oh, my swords are so great. I hated that guy.
And the cat, he said something weird with the cat lady too. I can't remember exactly what it was, but
yeah, that was a weird line. I should have written it down. Yeah.
So I, oddly enough, I don't remember this game at all as a kid. I had I never had the Super Nintendo. I had the Sega Genesis with the 32X, and before that, we had just regular Nintendo Entertainment System.
Mm-hmm.
And but like the games on the Sega that we had was like Star Wars, Sonic, We rented a lot of racing games. I know that.
Well, I was a hipster even as a kid because I didn't have a Nintendo. I didn't even have an Atari. I had an Intellivision.
An Intellivision?
Yes, it's still in our attic.
You have one of the failed consoles?
We do.
Well, hold on, I gotta look this up. Intellivision. Holy cow.
When I last got it out of the attic, it still worked.
When was that?
Junior high?
A college?
No, junior high school.
Oh, junior high. Okay, sorry.
Those awkward years.
Okay, you need to save that thing. Because A, it might be worth money. And B, when you get in a place, you should just set that up on your TV. You need to do that. Set it up. Do you have any other game consoles too? Just get them all.
Just the modern ones that didn't die out.
Don't you have a N64?
No, we never had an N64, which is too bad.
You know what's funny? You seem like somebody who would have had like all the Nintendo systems.
No, we played outside instead.
Hey, I played outside too, and I still had my stuff. Yeah.
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 So,
did you not have any video game systems when you were a kid? Besides the Intellivision, which was like more your parents' era.
Yeah, well, it belonged to my dad originally. Just the Game Boy Brick and the Game Boy Color.
The Game Boy Brick. Really? And now you're a budding game fanatic.
Yeah, well, one of my neighbors had an N64, so I visited his house quite a bit. You know, forgetting the fact that he was 5 years younger than me. I was just looking up. The Intellivision was discontinued 6 years before I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
19...
Yeah.
Well, it says retail
availability. So, yeah.
Retail availability...
That's how hipster I am, apparently.
I guess its availability in retail was ended its furthest. Well, it was discontinued in 1983.
Yep.
Okay, you're born in 89.
That's what I said. 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. For some reason.
Before I was
wow.
born.
Wow. That just like went over
Unless
my head.
Unless I did backwards math again. That happens sometimes.
It might have just gone over my head and my brain was just like clicked 1 year or something. Yep. I don't know.
So, Lucas, yeah. did you find yeah. any... interesting trivia about Shaq Fu?
Did I find anything interesting about Shaq Fu? Well, actually, I found the website. It's like a fan website, like ShaqFu.com, and I can't figure out what their purpose is in life. They said they have a mission? A mission state? Our mission. Let me see. Picture the 1980s slowly moving toward the economic... I don't know. It's a really kind of a scary website, and there's like a donation thing.
Oh, is that the website... Where, wait. I guess there's this whole website that's dedicated to simply burning copies of
Shaq
Fu.
Oh, yeah, I think this is what it is. It's, reasons for liberating. You prevent other generations from feeling the corruption of this game and its evil.
Alright, well, I just...
You clear up the enormous copies of Shaq Fu lying on the shelves in used console game stores. By doing so, you remove from public displays... No, this game needs to be saved.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so I just went onto Wikipedia to see if I could find anything interesting. And considering the whole article is 5 paragraphs long, which is about 4 paragraphs entirely too many, Allgame gave it a negative review commenting that Shaq Fu is a dud in terms of fighting games based on basketball players. To which I respond... Is that a genre now, fighting games based on basketball players?
Well, I have the tab right here. I just saw that it's in the See Also section. There was a Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City, which was a platformer. You see Michael Jordan, and he's trying to rescue his all-star team for a charity game. So all these involve, like, charity games, it seems.
This came out a month after Shaq Fu. The Michael Jordan game.
Oh, they're both made by Electronic Arts, too.
And...
EA is a special company.
Why do I keep crawling back to them?
Because they keep buying good studios, Kay.
I know, and then demolishing them, and then I will lose BioWare, and it will hurt.
Yeah, they just did something recently where... You know how they're gonna make, Generals 2? It's a Command and Conquer game. Yeah. And Kevin and I have Generals 1, and we were like really like playing it. It was like, yeah, Generals 2. And then all of a sudden, there's like a release where it's like, we're evolving Generals 2 into Command and Conquer Frostbite 2, a free-to-play RTS game. And it seems like they're just dropping entirely the whole Generals idea and just making this like a free-to-play RTS game that EA can suck money out of. So like I can't quite fully wrap my head around the whole free-to-play thing. It's like, I guess you play, but you buy pieces in order to give yourself an advantage in the game.
Wait,
am I right?
Literally buy like with real money or buy in game?
No, you would use real money. Like World of War, well, they have this parsley. No. One game that's Dota 2 is a free-to-play game. The game is free, but you buy like armor and stuff for your characters. I think.
So would it be bad if I hunted down the people in EA who are doing this? You know, maybe hurt them a little bit. Gave them a piece of their own check.
I'm just hoping that they stay out of SimCity 5. Because I'm looking forward to that game for what I've seen so far. And if they stick their fingers in it and not let Maxis do its thing...
That's what she said. I'm sorry.
Catherine.
That was uncalled for. See, this is what happens, gentle listeners, when you live alone and all you do is work, you kind of maybe forget your social skills. I was driving behind a horse or a truck, and they had like a trailer, and there's a horse in the trailer because I live in East Jesus Nowhere. My mom's sitting right next to me, and I just go, "Oh, it's a horse!" And then I'm like, oh, my filter has been turned off for a couple weeks now because I haven't seen anyone.
Oh boy. Well, Kay.
Well, Lucas.
What would you have done to make this game better?
Not make it. Well, are we going by 1994 standards or today's standards?
Anything.
Because I wasn't entirely sentient in 94. So I can't quite say what the gaming world was like. But if Shaq Fu came out today as it was, you know, but obviously with updated graphics and music and whatever, I'd make the difficulty curve a little more forgiving, as in it starts off easy and gets hard, and not as in it starts off hard and stays hard. And blah, my brain just... jump the tracks. You know, and if it had to be starring Shaq, then give a little exposition. Maybe not like... I mean, in fighting, most fighting games, the story is entirely needless. Evil Sword, whatever. I just want to kill some people. But, you know, be like, hey, Shaq, this boy got kidnapped. And he's has the magical power to destroy every evil thing or something like that. So you better save him. And for some reason, you're the only one who can.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be like a strong storyline if it's still going to be a fighting game, but it, I mean, at the very least, introduce the kid before you get transported to a different dimension.
Thing. I think maybe if there was, if you felt like there was more at stake here, it's just like, I don't know this kid. Why are you telling, how do I know there's really a kid in there? How do I know you're not just tricking me, old man?
Like, yeah, oh my god. I got it. The old man is the world's biggest Shaq fan. And he just trapped him in an alternate dimension so he can keep Shaq there for him forever.
That would work. I could see that working. And he's got to fight his way out and like get the magic from like the mummy guy or something to get out. You know,
yeah.
And then you can fight the guy. You know, as he's really the last boss. You fight him in the
that
dojo.
Much cooler. I won't say that'd be awesome because it'd still be Shaq Fu, but it'd be a lot cooler.
You gotta get a little more structure. You know.
Yeah.
You feel make the player feel like they're in a universe. This just felt like it just... And I didn't feel like I was in any kind of world I really wanted to know about.
Nope.
No. Or even like...
Hey, this guy's Indian. Hey, she's a cat girl. Hey, it's a mummy. I don't care.
Okay, Kay.
Yep.
It's time for the part of the show where we rate that game. What do you give this game, Kay?
I don't know. You go first.
Me? Why do I gotta go first? I'm the one to introduce the segment.
Hey, it's the time of the show where we review the game. Oh my god, I can't talk tonight. Let's see. It didn't live up to its reputation as a bad game. but maybe it just didn't age well in that regard. I'm not sure you can really age well and be bad guard. Maybe it didn't age
it's like an oxymoron.
Poorly. I don't know. So I'd give it 1.5 charity basketball games.
1.5 charity basketball games. Well,
I think that might be the lowest score I've given thus far.
Yeah?
Fascinating, I know. All right, Lucas.
I'll give it 1.6.
Whoa, just to be different.
Flying Shaq kicks. Out of 5. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that? I think I see 15. More potential in this game than you do. It could be a great game, Kay. It just needs the right hands to do it.
It could be a good game. It will never be a great game. Anyway, so I would just like to recommend to our listeners to not waste their time with Shaq Fu and go watch Space Jam a bunch of times.
I can back that.
Yeah. That one even has Bugs Bunny in it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Catherine, for joining me tonight on Last Coin at the Arcade to review this wonderful, just delectable delight from the 1990s, Shaq Fu.
Now let's forget about it forever.
Join us in a couple weeks for our next game.
Do we have any idea what that'll be?
Matt does. He knows exactly what game he wants to review, and I forgot. So listeners, I am terribly sorry, but you're just going to have to wait as a surprise.
Yes.
It's going to be a surprise.
I know you're on the edge of your seats.
And you just really want it, but it's going to be a surprise. All
right. Hey, Uncle Scar, will I like the surprise?
Okay, it's to die for. All
right. Okay, now I'm really hoping that it's never dead. All right.
Good night, listeners.
Good evening, good morning, whatever, gentle listeners.
Keep it sucked.